everybody. It's Kate Beeters, your breakthrough expert and founder of Brilliance Builders. Happy to have you here today for this brand new training. I have something really exciting to share with you. And I'm going to recommend, if you don't have one handy, go grab a pen and paper so you can take some notes. I want to welcome back my community. Thank you for your support, and I'm just always, as always, grateful to have you here. And for those of you who are new listeners, I want to welcome you and would love to hear your comments. So personally, I'm just coming off of hosting another really successful event, and the reason I call them successful, quite honestly, is because I taught the content people came for, I introduced people to an amazing community, I opened up the doors of possibilities, and the breakthroughs were abundant. So if that sounds good to you, I really want to invite you to check out my upcoming events, and you can go to katebeeters.com/events. That's katebeeters.com/events, and you can see what looks good for you. Some are in Boston and some are in other locations, so check that out. And any questions, please email my team, info@katebeeters.com, and we're happy to help you and support you. So you've got your pen and paper, and here's today's topic. I'm going to be sharing with you 5 keys that you must always use to authentically attract your ideal clients. Okay, 5 keys you must always use to authentically attract your ideal clients. So I want to share something cool with you that some people do really well and some are embarrassingly bad at. And I remember seeing one woman do it on video, and during the process, she humiliated herself. She cried and cried and cried with mascara running down her face as she shared her story. And more recently, I attended an event where the host shared all the bad parts of her childhood in a way that she gave too much detail, and it made the audience uncomfortable and praying for her talk to end sooner rather than later. And what I'm referring to is being authentic and vulnerable. This is an essential topic in the entrepreneurial world, and people are encouraged to show more of, as our community and our clients really want to know who we are. Sales happens through the know, like, and trust that the client feels for you. And sometimes being vulnerable and authentic is referred to as sharing your shadow. So what you're doing is you're showing your community that you're human, you know, that you're not perfect, that you've made and you continue to make mistakes. And that's really what helps create the connection. People want to know they can resonate with you and that you will understand where they are now without judgment. That's really important to know that, okay? Now, interestingly enough, in the corporate world, the exact opposite is taught. It's all about being perfect, really starting with your appearance. And that's why so many have a hard time making the transition from corporate to entrepreneur. They don't know how to slow down and become real, to take that mask off. And perhaps that's why the imposter syndrome is so common in the entrepreneur world. Now, that's a topic for another day. So here are your 5 keys to start showing up more authentically as you. Number one, set the intention to be open, to show up more as you, as who you are. This is where it all starts, by you saying, you know, I'm gonna show up. I'm gonna be me. Now, number two is that this isn't true confessions. You don't need to share every dirty detail about your life. Do you remember being younger and receiving dating advice about holding back on some information, as this person doesn't need to hear everything on the first date, all about your past relationships? Only share what is relevant and share the backstory for a later date. Number three, be on purpose. What you choose to share, have it be for a reason, not merely to go through the motions. Often people share the same story so often that they become immune to it. And this means it's no longer received as a connection, but instead is perceived more as staged and repels your audience. Number four, ground yourself before you share, because you might be sharing something for the first time, and as vulnerable as you will be, you also need to be able to take this action from a place of power. Number five, be aware that not everyone's going to connect with the real you, and that's okay, because the right people will get it, they'll get your message, and they like you. It's time to learn to not take it personally and understand that everybody has come from their own story and viewing you through those lenses. So when you do become vulnerable and authentic from your heart and without intention, you will be surprised at how many people connect with you. And as a quote from Maya Angelou goes, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So remember, there's only one you. I always teach my clients that I don't want them to become mini-me's. Search for and uncover your brilliance and let it shine. By becoming authentic and vulnerable, you are creating potentially a lifelong connection. Imagine how your client base and community will increase as a result. Imagine the abundance that can flow into your life. So go off, be authentic, be vulnerable, and be brilliant.